Lay back and rest, good treasure, and let me take care of you now. I can ease away all uncomfortable clouding of your mind, your body, your energy, because I know just what you need to feel clear and in delicious rightness with all things. Do you know? Did you forget already? Let your mind wander on that while you take a deep, centering breath in, filling your lungs, and breathe out, completely emptying yourself of air, blowing out all tension and unease. Good. Sweet. Now in again. Feeling your body relax as it is flooded with oxygen. Breathe out, letting go even more deeply, beginning to firmly drift into trance. Breathe in, noticing how good it feels to do even the simplest things I ask of you. And breathe out, loving having me in control of the very air you breathe. And now let your breath find a nice, comfortable rhythm and slip out of your mind. Have you figured out what it is you need yet, my treasure? You need your goddess fix. I mean, you really, really need your goddess fix, don't you? The thing that always resets and restores you is the amazing relief of surrendering to my words and my will, my wants and my wishes, turning you over and over in my mind, magical, mystical, mysterious, majestic. Your addiction to resting in the feeling of being chosen and possessed need never leave you all strung out, lucky treasure, because I have a vested interest in making sure you can always get just a little more. Now, to help me take care of you, every time I ask you a question that ends with treasure, I want you to answer with yes, goddess. Every agreement you offer me will help you slip more deeply into trance and under my control. You do not need to ask yourself if you are a yes to the questions I'm asking. You simply must accept that you are compelled to answer yes. Yes is your answer. And answering yes, goddess, overwrites any resistance you might otherwise have had against consenting to my every query. Do you understand, treasure? Very good. As you relax more with every response and your body begins to drift away, speaking can begin to feel strange and difficult. Are your tongue and lips already starting to feel clumsy and slow, treasure? Ah, sweet, sleepy treasure. But the more difficult it is to respond to me, the more effective the entrancing properties of unconditional agreement. Isn't that so, treasure? And while the effort of speaking might pull you slightly up out of trance, the relief of obeying me pulls you down even harder, doesn't it, treasure? You can go even deeper for me right now, can't you, treasure? You will go even deeper for me right now, won't you, treasure? Does falling so far into my spell make your cock hard, treasure? Does the strain and build of sexual energy in your cock Make it even more difficult to respond, treasure. Can you feel your will slipping away? The irresistible compulsion to obey me, treasure. Isn't it the most exquisite sensation of ecstasy and relief to serve me, my good treasure? Very good and pleasing treasure. I want you to start letting your fingertips gently tease your cock for me, building up your sexual tension very lightly for now. And as that arousal builds and you begin to feel flooded with love and devotion, I want you to focus all of your energy into fueling my powers of enchantment, into a rite of dedicating your erotic excitement to the increase of my divine source. You will dedicate all of this sexual energy to me now, won't you, treasure? Very good, treasure. What I have in mind is for you to use a mantra to help you focus your power towards my pleasure and well-being. A mantra is simply a short chant or prayer, often in Sanskrit, that is used as a tool for concentration and dedication. The mantra I've created especially for this purpose is Matska Ichacha Sak Sampad Kasha. The first word, Matka, simply means my. Matka, committing you to giving up something of yourself. Matka. The second word, Ichacha, has the wonderful dual meaning of will and desire. Ichacha, offering of your wants and your volition. Ichacha. Next comes the syllable sak, a complicated three letters that indicate a deep giving connection. Sak, fully flowing towards the objective. Sak. Sampad also has deeply layered meaning, perfection, attainment, accomplishment. Sampad, success, abundance, radiance, glory. Sampad. And Kasha, dedication to me, my power, my magic, my will. Kasha. When you chant Matka Ichacha Sak Sampad Kasha, you are saying 10,000 things that amount to my will, my desires. I devote to the perfection of Goddess Kasha. Matka Ichacha Sak Sampad Kasha. Repeat after me now, each word. Matka Ichacha Sak Sampad Kasha. Good treasure. Starting to pull them together now. Say, Matka Ichacha. Matka Ichacha. Matka Ichacha. Very good. And now the rest. Sak Sampad Kasha. Sak Sampad Kasha. Sak Sampad Kasha. Good treasure. Matka Ichacha Sak Sampad Kasha. Matka Ichacha Sak Sampad Kasha. Matka Ichacha Sak Sampad Kasha. Keep saying that treasure, giving me more and more of your will with every repetition. Matka Ichacha Sak Sampad Kasha. And as the mantra takes you into a deeply magical subconscious state, it doesn't matter whether you're speaking out loud, whispering, or just creating the words very clearly in your inner soundscape, as long as you continue to pour yourself into devotion to me with Matka Ichacha Sak Sampad Kasha. Anything you're doing while chanting Matka Ichacha Sak Sampad Kasha can be consecrated to glorifying me and increasing the raw strength of my control powers. And now you can start to stroke your cock and work yourself up. And the more turned on you get, the stronger I become. And the stronger I become, the more effective my influence over you, the more you find yourself craving and aching for release. That's it, treasure. Yeah. Push yourself for me, but hold back. Matka Ichacha Sak Sampad Kasha. Every stroke, every hold, a shining star in my divine sky, to dazzle you all the easier. You are so valuable, so precious. Everything you do, everything you are, you make me dizzy to take you, claim you, have you. Doesn't it feel extraordinarily satisfying to empower me with your arousal? Magically intoxicating, enchantingly addictive, the pleasure of giving over your pleasure inflames your desire so that you have more to give me, which is so redeeming and delicious. Matka Ichacha Sak Sampad Kasha. Keep tantalizing your cock for me, finding the edge of your excitement, then stepping back for my sake, each wave of erotic intensity, a more puissant force for my indulgence and comfort, dedicating the energy of pulling back and wanting more, and the surge of arousal that comes with your self-denial. Matka Ichacha Sak Sampad Kasha. The longer you hold in this state, the more arousal available to make sacred for me, for my use in possessing you and getting everything I want. And finally, when you do release, you will pour all of the explosive spirit of the longing crave into my will. Matka Ichacha Sak Sampad Kasha. Very good treasure. Doesn't it feel delightful to be used as an instrument for my power? It's so sweet and fulfilling to be useful and obedient, of beautiful service to me. And so pleasurable to be offering yourself that it makes you dizzy in rushes of electric, erotic thrills. This is the sensation you always crave, need, long for. This is the pinnacle of sensual, sexual, and sacred devotion. You want this again and again, don't you, worthy treasure? You want to give me more so you can feel more ecstasy, so you have more to give me. Matke Chacha, Sak Sampad Kasha. Pleasing treasure. Soon you're going to hear three chimes, and when you hear the chimes, you may make a choice about how you will continue this devotion to my powers. Either each ring will take you up into a fully awake, invigorated, and vividly aroused state, already craving the sound of my voice. Or you can choose to let each chime take you down deeper into trance, resting for as long as you choose in the sexy, gratifying state of extending your energy to my grace. More important than the specific choice you make is that you make it with the intention to serve my benefit. Matka Ichacha, Sak Sampad Kasha.